to your Knowledge for Life journey. I am Quentin McCall. Today's topic is selfishness. Now, selfishness is a powerful force. It is the opposing force of love. The opposite of love is selfishness. God desires us to love. So Satan desires you to be selfish. Now, selfishness is usually always the root of our sin. Selfishness of any kind comes out of our selfishness in wanting to do something that we shouldn't do because we're selfish. Having the ability to love unconditionally comes out of the ability to walk in love and have a selfless nature. Selfishness keeps us in a place that where we always will get out of the will of God, and it will drive us in the wrong direction. Just as having improper emotions and living life on emotions and having emotions that are not controlled will lead you away from God and not to God. Emotions will drive you off a cliff because you won't use wisdom. Selfishness keeps us from loving people correctly and having a beautiful application of God's love. Now, we've all at some point have been selfish as a part of our sin and flesh nature that comes from Adam and Eve. But in doing that, as we grow older, as we mature, as we study the word, as we confess the word over our life, as we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, as we allow the Spirit of God to work within us, we tend to begin to grow out of that selfishness if we make that choice to love unconditionally and not let selfishness be the root of what we do. Now, many people deeply struggle with this because we have a carnal society that pushes us to glorify selfishness as if it's something that we should get a reward for. But I promise you that if you live a selfish, filled life, that you will not end up in the place that you really need to be, because your decisions are all based on what? You won't hear God. You won't listen to the way he's trying to lead you. You won't listen or look to see where he's trying to guide you. You're just going to go off a whim of what feels good to you and what you want and what you desire, not really being or caring about the direction God may has for your life. The Bible tells us that the ultimate character of God is giving ourselves unconditionally. It is forgiving with no strings attached. It's forgiving and forgetting. No matter how bad we've been hurt, no matter how angry someone has made us, true unconditional love and selflessness is based in loving without reservations. And it's not because of anything, but God has commanded us to, because that's how he loves us. God loves us because he chooses to unconditionally. And that's the same nature that we're supposed to have as human beings. Loving out of your own human nature, of course you can't love unconditionally. You will fail every time. But allowing your love to be unconditional through the source of that love being through God and loving, allowing him to teach you how to love and loving through him, you can do it. Because you know what? Love never fails. Love is permanent. Love is the complete nature of God. It never fails. Everything in this world will pass away. But love is permanent. Even when we're all gone away from here, love will be permanent. Nothing else will leave. Love will always stay. It will maintain. Because people don't understand the power of love. Love will solve many of ills if we just allow it. If we just give love its proper purpose and its proper perspective in place, it'll solve a lot of problems in our marriage and any relationship that we have. We have to understand that love does not fail us. We fail love. Love doesn't abuse people. We abuse love. And anytime we try to love out of our own human ability, yes, love will fail. Not because the nature of love has failed, it's because we have failed, because we have refused to love unconditionally with a selfless and focused heart. Now, the Bible tells us up in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit, is what we say in the church. And the fruit of the Spirit is based on love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Now, those are the components of a love walk. Now, these characteristics, you know, they just describe to us our measurement of what we need to be in loving. We all have to always do a self-evaluation of ourselves and really look at, you know, where we are in the fruit of the Spirit. many of us who are hurting out there, 90% of our pain is self-inflicted because of our selfishness, because of our selfish heart, which subtopic motives, second subtopic wrong motives are the reasons why we got in a situation or in a relationship with somebody we never should have been with. They did something or said something or did or had something going for them that we wanted to be a part of, whether it was how they made us feel, whether it's their career, their money, their standing in life, their house, their homes, their cars, or what you thought they could do for you. You accepted them in your life based on carnal things, materialistic things, not things of the spirit, which is why I always tell people, all that stuff is just a cherry. Forget about the list, forget about the heights and the looks and all that kind of garbage that people talk about. You need to make a list of values. These are the values I want in a woman. These are the values I want in a man. And you look to find somebody who's compatible with you in those values. Because if you do that, that'll take away all the selfishness and carnality and fleshly motives for being with people. Because your value system will allow you to avoid someone who may have all those things, but they don't have character. They don't have honesty. They don't have integrity. They don't have the ability to love. They don't have relationship skills. They're not ready to make a commitment. They need to heal before they're in a relationship. Emotionally, their core is not healed. So therefore, they're going to sabotage the relationship. Values help weed those people out. But when you got, oh, is he this tall? Is she petite? Is she this? Is she that? If he's this, is he that? You're always going to attract the wrong people. Getting off topic, as I always do. Well, selfishness, in many ways, will always keep us blind and led out of the will of God. You have to always ask yourself, are you patient? Are you kind? You know, where's your self-control? Where are you in your level of faith? You know, we have to understand that when we walk with a selfless heart, we will change our life. If you love unconditionally and live a selfless life, I guarantee you it will change your life. It will completely change your life in so many ways. Being focused on yourself all the time, trying to do for you, trying to get for you, trying to do this for you, trying to do that for you, it's a very polluted and broken life, and it only leads to brokenness and destruction, and it leaves you caught up in lust, leaves you caught up in deception, sexual soul ties, impure relationships. Your motives are wrong. You have to work a lot harder at life. Just look at yourself in the mirror, judge yourself. Don't get any guilt about it. The Bible says, Jesus taught us that there is no guilt or condemnation in Jesus Christ. So you have to work through these things. Be honest with yourself. Get the help you need, as I always say, and make the corrections. Thank you for listening. Remember, today is a day to be happy. I am Quentin McCall.